بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، فاغفر لنا وارحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, in this weekly meeting, we try to understand the word of Allah. We try to follow the inspiration, the revelation Allah Azza wa Jal send to His messengers to get the people out from darkness to the noor and to the spiritual light. Quran is the book for everyone. Quran is the book of guidance. Quran is the book to treat the soul, to treat the spirit, to put us in the right way in this life. And anyone will be away from the Quran will suffer a lot, because he tried to be away from the treatment, from the medicine, from the straight way to his life and to his spirit. We reach to ayah number 9 in Surah Al-Hijr. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال تعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. It's a great ayah for everyone in humankind. It's trust. It is certainty to everyone. Allah said, we who reveal down the book, the Quran, the dhikr, and we will protect this. And I think it is very clear now to the people who has wisdom, to the people who has knowledge, to the people who has the right way of thinking, that this great universe has a creator. This great universe has a great power, control everything. This great universe has a wise and a full knowledge power who create the universe, who create the human, who create everything in very organized way. And it's very clear that Allah, the God, will communicate with the human, will send to them the messenger, will send to them the book. And it's very clear that it should be a message to still as it is from the God. Because the Satan and the human, the Satans and the devils from human and jinn will change the world of the heaven. Because it's the much more important evidence, the much more important book or message the human will have. So they will change and they try to change this message. So it is very clear and wise to have at least one book as it is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. And if all the messages from Allah Azza wa Jal corrupted, that means Allah will not judge the people because there is no true message, and this is not true. Allah Azza wa Jal protect the Quran from the first minute and at the day of judgment, protect every letters, protect every sentence, protect every ayah, protect every surah until we have it as it is from the main source, Allawh al-Mahfuz, to everyone of a human, of a humankind. And we mentioned last week that Allah Azza wa Jal challenge, and always challenging is best way to prove the fact. When the people compete in the Olympic game, what they said? Japan said, I am the best. United States said, I am the best. Russia said, I am the best. Or they go to the playground. What they are doing? Challenging. They go and fasting, and to see who is the highest one in his speed. They go to swim and to see who will win the gold medal. So challenging is the way that everyone prove his theory, prove his idea. So Allah Azza wa Jal changed the jinn and ins to bring a book like the Quran. Of course, they couldn't. And Allah challenged them to bring 10 surah, to bring one surah from the Quran, and they couldn't bring till now, and they will not bring till to the end of the day of judgment, because Allah knows the power of a human, and He knows that this book is out of our power. This book is more than our power. For this reason, He challenged us to bring something like it. Furthermore, we couldn't bring. So what is the other way to corrupt this book? So Allah Azza wa Jal protect this book in this very great ayah in Surah Al-Hijr number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr. We reveal the dhikr. Wa inna lahu lahafizun. And we mentioned last week that when Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran said dhikrullah, it is the way to meditate, to connect, to mention Allah Azza wa Jal. But when Allah Azza wa Jal mention al-dhikr, only the word al-dhikr, it means the Quran. It means the divine books Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to His prophet and messengers. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And after that, in ayah number 10, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And we had certainly sent messengers before you, O Muhammad, among the sects of the former people, among the groups of the aerial people, the people who come before you. So we send before you many messengers. We send before you many prophets. And what is the result? What's happening? وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And no messenger would come to them except they used to mock at him. They used to mock at him. So it is not only you. This ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to support His Prophet. This ayat revealed to the Prophet to make him strong, that's what happening to someone before you. That was happening to all the Prophet and messengers before you. And Allah Azza wa Jal support them. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave them victory at the end. And do you know what? This way is very important to help the people. The example to the people before you. You found your child is very frightened from the exam. And he believed that he will fail in the exam. But you told him, oh my son, oh my daughter, do you know what? Millions of people have had this exam before you. And all of them succeed. So why you not? Oh, really? All of them succeed? So if they succeed, I will succeed. Many times in my life, oh, if all those people can do it, I can do it. If all those people can swim in the sea, I can swim in the sea. If all those people can drive a car, I can drive the car. If all those people understand and read the Quran, I can understand and read the Quran. So this way, Allah Azza wa Jal give an example that وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. We sent before you messengers and the prophet. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And their people do the same. They deny them. They refuse to accept their message. They try to be against them. They try to mock. They used to mock to them. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in Surah Al-Baqarah. in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 14. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. When they met the believer, they will say, we are believer. And when they go back to their devils, they say, we are with you. We are just mocking. Allah يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will mock at them at the day of judgment. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And will give them what they want in this dunya. But in the akhirah, will punish them in great in great punishment. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ كَذَلِكَ نَسْلُكُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين. This is very sensitive ayah. And the مفسرين has many تفاسير about this ayah. كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين. Likewise, we make it into the hearts of sinners, into the hearts of criminals, into the hearts of the people who disbelieve. So how is the way we put it, and what Allah Azza wa Jal talking about? Allah Azza wa Jal talking about the revelation, the wahi, the divine books, that we make the disbeliever, we make the sinners, we make the criminals listen to this book. Oh yes, because this book is for every one. When the Quran revealed to Prophet Muhammad, how many believers? There is no believers. All of them are disbelievers at that time. And when the Prophet get the revelation, he give it to everyone. So now what's happening after the Prophet gave it to everyone? Some people accept it, and some people upgrade their soul and their spirit by using the Quran, and some people become more and more sinners, become more and more far away from the revelation. So one of the meaning of these ayat, that like Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 32. In Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 32. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارة. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that we reveal down the book, we reveal down the Quran, and its treatment and mercy to the believer. But the disbeliever, the wrongdoers will be more and more loser, will lose more and more. Why? Of course, when Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, Abu Bakr become a believer, Umar become a believer, and they upgrade, Ali become a believer, all the good companions of the Prophet became a believer, and they elevate more and more, and this Quran became to them treatment, and this Quran became to them mercy. But what's happening to Abu Lahab? What's happening to Abu Jahl? They become great loser. They lose more and more and more. And it is the same Quran. It is the same revelation. كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين. In this way, we put it in the heart of the criminals. When they listen to the Quran, they refuse to listen to it. Furthermore, they understand it. Furthermore, they know it's right. But why they refuse it? Because of their desire. What we call it, al-hawa. How they nafs want, how they desire want. And this is the same disease when the Satan refused to bow or prostrate to Adam. Prostrate to Adam. Why? Because of al-hawa, because of his desire, because I am better than him. This type of discrimination. Why some people of Mecca refuse the Quran? Because they said, oh, Muhammad is our cousin. How he became a prophet? How he bring book from the heaven? How can we bring a book from the heaven? His family and our family, you know, it's the type of families and the type of discrimination and the type. It's not the type of what is the truth, what is right, what is wrong. So when we نزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارة كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين. Allah Azza wa Jal has laws, and this laws is for everyone. This laws is for everyone. If someone put his hand in the socket, electricity socket, what will happen? He will receive a shock. He will receive a shock. If he is believer, he will receive a shock. If he is disbeliever, he will receive a shock. If he is white, if he is Indian, if he will receive, this is the law from Allah Azza wa Jal. It doesn't matter what is the name, what is the color, what is the nationality. This is a fact. And Allah Azza wa Jal give this revelation, give this book. So there are two choices. First one, you believe in it, you follow it, you accept this book as a guide to you in your life, and you will be happy. This is the first. The second situation, you refuse. You said, okay, this book is not from the God. This book is from Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is illiterate. He cannot write, he cannot read. Prophet Muhammad don't have most of the knowledge of the Quran. Not Prophet Muhammad, all the society at the age of the Prophet don't have this knowledge. And you know what? Day by day, we discover more and more and more. But you know, no. It is not good. Why? Because what is in this book is against his desire. So he will be unhappy. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Oh, Prophet Muhammad. Oh, طه. We didn't send you the book to be unhappy. We send you the book to be happy if you follow this book. But if you didn't follow this book, you will be unhappy. This is a rule. This is a law of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is like the electricity. It is like the fire burning. It is like the snake poisoning. So this is the book. If you accept it, it will be treatment. It will help you. It will guide you to the straight way. And if you refuse, and if you stand against it, you will be unhappy in your life and in the next, and in the next life. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in very difficult way. In great ayat in Surah Taha, ayah number 124. Allah said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. So, who turn away from my ayat, from my book. Here, dhikri is what? Dhikri is to mention Allah or the book of Allah. Unfortunately, many of Mufassirin who don't accept dhikr, here they said dhikr, dhikrullah. No, it is not. Here is the ayat, the book of Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, who turn away from my book, from my ayat, from my, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will live in a difficult way in this life. I didn't see anyone who turned away from the book of Allah and he is happy. Impossible. He will have a lot of money. He will have a lot of buildings, but there is something inside his heart. He is struggling. He has everything, but he don't feel safe. He don't feel secure. He don't feel. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. He will live difficult life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And at the day of judgment, he will be blind. He will be blind. And you know what? At the day of judgment, he will complain. He will complain. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh my God! Why you put me, make me blind? And I wear seeing in the dunya. Why now I become blind? So they will answer him. He will answer him. Allah will answer him. كذلك قال كذلك. Allah said كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. In the same way, you receive our ayat. We receive our book. So you forgot this ayat. فَنَسِيْتَهَا. You forgot this ayat. In the same way, now you will be forgotten. You will be what? Forgotten. In the same way you forgot the ayat in the dunya. Believe me. Someone said, okay, I don't believe in Quran. So if you don't believe in Quran, that doesn't mean you will not receive this punishment in the akhirah. Men may act in the ostrich way. The ostrich hide her head, and she will not see the dangerous. If you didn't see the dangerous, that didn't mean that the wolf or the lion becoming closer and closer to you. If you close your eyes, some people when there is danger, they close their eyes. That if I close my eyes, that doesn't mean the dangerous is away from me. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. Look, this ayat is very difficult. It is not to non-Muslim. It is not to disbeliever. It is to the people who just turn away from the book. Maybe they are Muslim, but they have this condition. Yani everyone has fever and coughing and has a pain in his throat. What he has, according to nowadays, he has COVID. Oh, if he is not American, he has a COVID. If he is Syrian, he has a COVID. Furthermore, he has the symptoms. He has this disease. So anyone has and act in this way, he will have this punishment in Akhirah. Oh, if I am Muslim, but I turn away from the ayat from Allah Azza wa Jal, what will happen to me? How many Muslims today, they put and they turn away from the ayat of Allah? And what is the meaning of turning away? If I ask someone, oh, please give me a cup of water, and he keep going, what that mean? He didn't listen to me. He turned away from what I asked him. He turned away. So if there is ayat in the Quran and we didn't respond to this ayat, that means we turn away. And that means we should read the book. We should understand the book. We should follow the book ayah by ayah. And it's very important. You know, some people put stickers on their mushaf, on their copies. They put lines, they put signs, they put, yeah, okay, because I have to understand. This book is not for decoration. It is for understanding. It is the way to follow. It is the way to live. It is the way to understand. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Everyone turn away from my book, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. He will live he will live very bad situation. You know, there are some people has a lot of money, has everything, has a great house, has to the end of the list. Yes, but do you know what? He waiting the death, and he will know that death will take everything from him. Where is the happiness? Where is the happiness? If he's waiting sooner or later, tomorrow or after a week or after a month. So this is waiting for everyone. How we will be happy and we will die sooner or later, and we will left everything, also our body, also our money, also our car. So there's no happy life for anyone. Furthermore, there is a death waiting from them. But when he believe in the book, and when he know that death is just moving from this life to another life, this is just a stage to go for happiness forever. Now he will live this life and he will be happy, because he will know that he will move to something better than what he has, what he have in this life. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Oh my God, why you make me blind? And I was seeing. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. You forgot our ayat, you forgot our book, and in the same way you will be forgotten. So guidance is your choice. Guidance is your decision. Of course, after you decide, after you choose, Allah will give you the guidance. You cannot get the guidance, but you can choose the way of the guidance. But Allah, after you choose, will give you the guidance. And maybe the Satan tell you, how if you decide the guidance, but Allah didn't give you the guidance? It's impossible, because Allah say in the Quran, he swear, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهُ, that anyone purify his soul and spirit, that he will succeed. Allah swear to everyone and make this clear in this book. الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى. Who choose the way of guidance, Allah will increase the guidance with them. So to choose the guidance is your decision, is your way. But this is need to use your mind. This is need to convince yourself. And it is not compulsory. Allah will not force anyone to follow. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsory in the religion. There is no forcing that you should do this. No, it is your choice. And when the rejecter came to the Prophet, and it's very great ayah, Al-Kafirun, when they came to the Prophet and they said, oh look, we will worship your God for a week, for a month, for a year. You will worship our God for a week, for a month, for... It's a deal, 50-50. And the ayat come, no, you shouldn't do this. And you should convince yourself. You should use your mind. You should use your reason. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that, كَذَلِكَ نَسْلُكُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. We give them the book. And as you decide to be a believer, they decide to be criminals. They decide to be sinners. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 23. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا مُعْرِضِينَ. And if Allah knows that they will act in the right way, he will make them listen. But if he make them listen, they will run away and they will turn away from accepting the the guidance. You know, some people recite the Quran, but when you ask him, why you refuse the Quran, look to this person how he is acting. It is not your matter, it is not your, let him act, oh, look to this person how he stole the money, look to this scholar, look to this. I am responsible about my deeds, I am not responsible about any Muslim, how he act, how he do, how the, but you know what? No Muslim responsible about any other Muslim acting after the Prophet to the Day of Judgment. But every Muslim responsible about every surah in the Quran. I am not responsible about anyone, not scholar, not person, not brother, not father, not mother, but I am responsible about every surah in the Quran. Allah will not ask me, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one will carry the other one sins, but everyone will be responsible about the book of Allah and about the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا مُعْرِضِينَ. And after that, it's very great ayah, and it's very great threaten, not to disbeliever, not to non-Muslim. It is for the believer. It is for the believer. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And if Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, what should we say? لبيك اللهم لبيك. We are ready to listen. We are ready to respond. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله والرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Listen to what Allah عز وجل call you and his prophet. And what Allah عز وجل call you to and the prophet call you to do, it is your life. It is your real life. It is your life to your heart. It is your life to your spirit. إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا. And you should know that if we didn't respond, what will happen? واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. That Allah block between someone and his heart. And you look to him, he is acting in very bad way. Why? Because why Allah block between him and his heart? Because he didn't respond to what Allah asked him. Because he didn't respond what the Prophet asked him to do. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَإِنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And you will return to your Lord. You will return to your God. What does that mean? That means you return to judgment. You return for asking. So anyone can do everything in this life, but Allah will ask him at the day of judgment. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَسْلُكُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. In this way, we put it to this believer. And for this reason, this book is for everyone. And Allah Azza wa Jal make this book easy for everyone to receive it, to know it, to read it, to understand it. And Allah Azza wa Jal order his prophets and messengers to give everyone the guidance. And there's no excuse. Allah Azza wa Jal order موسى عليه السلام اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Pharaoh. He is wrongdoer. Yeah, he is wrong. He is dictator. Go to Pharaoh. فقولا له قولا لينا. Advise him in a nice way. Advise him in a soft words. And he is what? And he is a hero. Today, someone advised a Muslim in very tough way, advise the believer in very wrong way. If Allah And one time, there is a person ask someone, but in a tough way. And he told him, you are not better than Musa. I am not worse than Pharaoh. And Allah told Musa, went to Pharaoh and advised him in a soft way, in a nice word. اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. Maybe he will listen. Maybe he will fear from Allah. Maybe he will return to Allah عز وجل. كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به. They will not believe in it. وقد خلت سنة الأولين. And they acting like the bad people coming before them. This is the way they act. This is the way they did. And it's, you know, it's the same way from the time of Adam to the day of judgment. Why Allah Azza wa Jal told this to Prophet to help him, told to support him. And it is not only to the Prophet. It is for every one of us. You know, I asked this person, but he refused. Okay, this person will refuse, but maybe this will accept. You know, and if anyone accepts with you, you will be the winner at the day of judgment. لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين. This is the way Allah Azza wa Jal sent the message. This is the way Allah Azza wa Jal sent the messengers. And this is give us a proof that humankind have their choice. There is nothing compulsory. There is nothing, and Allah Azza wa Jal told that some people accept, some people didn't accept, some people believe, some people doesn't believe, and this is the freedom from Allah Azza wa Jal to everyone, and this is the amana. The honesty, and this is what we call Allah Azza wa Jal, and we accept to carry it, and the mountain refuse to carry this, and the people today accept to be free, accept to have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of everything, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this freedom. لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة لا. They will not believe, and Allah today, okay. You can believe or not believe, but at the day of judgment, Allah will judge everyone about his decision. This is the end of the ayat at ayah number 13. And it gave us that this is the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. Anyone follow the book, follow the dhikr, this book will be treatment to him. Anyone will not follow, will not, this book will be an evidence against him at the day of judgment. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إليك المشتكى ومنك المستعان ومنك المستغاث وعليك التكلان. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك يا علي يا عظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين وإلى روح من سبقنا من آبائنا وأمهاتنا ومشايخنا وتلامذتنا وأرحامنا إلى دار البقاء الفاتحة.